surprised you most about this tight end group?
That's a good question. I don't know if I've really, probably nothing really, just because they, as hard as these guys have worked, I'm glad that they're having some success. It was nice the other day when, you know, obviously Zach didn't play, that the other two stepped up and they played well. But as far as being surprised, nothing really, just because of the way that they prepare themselves every day and their mentality of the group itself is they're going to work hard. It's important to them, and, you know, that shows up on the field.
And Zach, it's always been said, you know, when is he going to have that breakout season? Mm-hmm. How impressive has he been so far?
Zach's playing at a high level right now. It's fun to watch. You know, he's running really good routes. He's playing really well at the line of scrimmage. You know, that's improved. So I'm excited for him. He's got this confidence of, you know, that he can take it to another level, which is fun to watch.
What do you think has kind of sparked that in him? Is it like the addition of the other receivers, or was it him just putting in extra time during the offseason?
I think it's a combination of everything. I think he, another year in the system has helped him out. I think another year with Carson has helped him out. And then you bring in Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith, and then Matt Collins is playing well. The running game is, you know, so all those things have just kind of led to, you know, everybody on the offense is playing a lot better, and it's, you know, Zach's one of them.
Can you speak a little bit more about the chemistry between Carson and Zach?
Yeah, I think, you know, they're close off the field. They got a good friendship, and then when you watch them here in the building, either, you know, Zach will come up and they'll be watching film together, or, you know, in between periods at practice when the defense is up and those guys aren't up, they'll be off to the side throwing routes on there just to kind of get the timing and the feel together. Both those guys are very smart. You just happen to catch them in the hall walking by them, and they're talking ball. I mean, they're talking, well, you see this, let's do this, that type of deal. So I think those little things, and you get enough little things over time, and then you start to get some of the results that we're having.
Hey, last week, Coach, obviously Zach, a late scratch, mm-hmm. And still was, especially early, it was pretty tight end heavy, mm-hmm. for the game plan. Is that something you saw with Denver, just that much confidence you guys have in Brent and Trey?
Well, I think we have confidence, all three of our tight ends, and then, you know, Zach going down obviously was not part of the plan, but, you know, those two, the way that they prepare and the way that they go about their business, we had all the confidence in the world in those guys going in there and being able to execute what we felt like an area where we could attack. And it's a credit to those guys, because they prepared like they were going to play, and we didn't know. We all assumed that Zach was going to play, but they prepared like that they were going to play. And, you know, those guys do that every week, because you never know in this. I mean, it could happen. This time it happened in pregame, but it could happen, you know, the first snap of the game. So those guys always, and Brent's played enough ball, and Trey understands that you have always got to be ready to step in.
Trey, you mentioned Zach and Carson sort of have, mm-hmm. this almost mind meld. They're, mm-hmm. they're on the same page, but Carson always talks about Trey.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of respect for him as a player and a person. Mm-hmm. Is that something that helps when you know he can sort of fit into that receiving role?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I mean, I know that Trey and Carson are close, and Trey is just a great human being. I mean, he's one of the, you know, you meet him, you just can't help but like him. And then so they have, you know, their friendship. And then Trey is a really good route runner. You know, Trey has a really good knack for, you know, understanding leverage, using what he has. He has a different skill set than Zach does, but he knows how to use his skill set to his advantage. And, you know, he's been making plays. He's, since Carson's been here with Carson, or Carson's been here with us, you know, he's been making plays in OTAs and training camps and things like that that not everybody sees. So, I mean, they do have some chemistry together.
Not necessarily last week, obviously, because Zach was out, but it seemed like in the previous weeks, mm-hmm. you guys increased 13 personnel, is that fair to say? Played a little bit more three tight end?
I'm week to week on these things. it's always part of it, and it just really just dictates how the game, or how much we use. 13 personnel is always part of the game plan. It's just depending on how the game's going and what we're seeing and what we feel like we can exploit really dictates how much of that we use. But it's, you know, with the three tight ends that we have, it's always part of our game plan. It's just whether it gets in. We got a lot of things that don't ever show up on Sundays.
So he kind of exemplifies the role of a team guy, mm-hmm. at first. I mean, he's seen his role sort of diminish as Zach Ertz has gotten better. Mm-hmm. What can you say about the way he is?
Brent's the ultimate team player, ultimate Philly guy. I mean, he's Brent's the best. You know, he, ever since Zach got here, he's welcomed him with open arms, and he's taken him under his wing. He showed him how to, you know, showed him little things here and there. It's never been a competition. Brent's whole thing is Brent just wants to win, and Brent understands that it takes all 53 guys to win. So it's, and Brent has been a really good role model for Zach and for Trey. So that's just who Brent is. I mean, I know that's not a sexy answer, but that's, you know, who he is. He's the ultimate team guy, and that's what you love about him.
How much does that, I guess, rub off on Trey? Because Trey has the opportunity, or at least the ability, to have big stats, but with the way Zach's playing, I guess.
I think that whole room has got that mindset of, it's all about the team. It's not, you know, it's no individual. I mean, whatever the tight ends can do to help the team win, then that's what they're going to do. And they all believe that, and they all buy into that, and that's who they are. That's a great thing about coaching those guys.
Did you expect Zach to have the type of year production-wise that he's having?
I expected Zach to play better than he did last year, and he has. Now, the numbers, that's hard to say. You never know going into a season what a guy's going to do. But just based on the springtime, the end of last year, how he was playing at the end of last year, spring, you know, the summer training camp, all those things where you could just see he was just getting better. He was getting more comfortable in the offense. He was getting more comfortable with the quarterback. And he was just getting better. I mean, this is his fifth year, so he was still just getting better just in general. So I knew he'd be a better player than he was last year, and then obviously he's had some success.
I think we made a lot of it before the season about him getting a second year with the same quarterback. Mm-hmm. Is that kind of what we're seeing now, is just those two really locked in?
Yeah, I think so. And I think, you know, Carson's another, you know, in his second year, he's just going to get better. So I think they have great chemistry. That, you know, the both of them have kind of the same mindset of, you know, how can we get better? You know, they both film junkies. They're both very extremely smart, both of those guys. So they can, you know, they kind of get together and then they get on the same page. And then, you know, like I said, they're constantly working on the side of just, you know, making sure that everything's right.
From your perspective, how much has having Alshon and Torrey on the outside opened up the middle of the field for you guys?
It probably has. I mean, Alshon just has been, and Torrey have both been great additions. They've been able to spread the ball around, and, you know, Zach's not kind of, I guess, toward the end of the year, he might have been maybe the main focus of the passing game, him and Sproles. So now you got more weapons, so you could spread it around. So it's definitely helped out.
What's been the difference for Zach in the red zone?
That's a good question. I actually don't have an answer, but we're down there a lot more. And it just gave me the red zone and anywhere really on the field. I think his routes are a lot cleaner this year. I think he's, again, like, to keep going back to just this, the understanding, the chemistry with the quarterback, all those things. And but again, he's running a little bit better routes than he was last year.
Was that the one thing that he was kind of lacking in his game? Because the touchdowns just weren't there. I know he had a few that were taken away. But...
Yeah, you know, I think it just happens like that sometimes. I don't think it was anything that he was necessarily doing wrong. It just, you know, sometimes the ball goes to you and sometimes it doesn't. I mean, he ripped off, what, five games or four games in a row with a touchdown. I mean, that's awesome, but those things don't happen all the time. So it's just kind of the flow of things.
What kind of work did he do? And did he have to do extra work to become a better blocker?
We've always worked on that since he's gotten here, and that's always been something that, you know, that's not his strength, I guess, if you will. So he takes pride in it. He wants to be better. He doesn't want it to be a weakness. And it's not a natural thing for him. So, you know, we've worked a lot on his technique, his hands, his understanding of the game, you know, his angles, all those things. And just, you have to consistently work on it. And to his credit, he's embraced it. It's something that he hasn't shied away from, and he's gotten better at it.
Well, I mean, he's had some moments this year where he looked like, you know, be really good at that, and then he had some moments where he didn't. But I mean, what's realistic for him? Can he be an adequate run blocking tight end in this league?
Oh, absolutely. I think he's more than adequate at it right now. He just needs to consistently work at it, and you know, it's. Where route running is a natural thing, from run blocking is not. So he knows that. We just got to continue to work and, you know, make sure his technique's on point all the time.
How rare is it to have a truly complete tight end, especially in this league that is such a pass-driven league.
Yeah, those guys are hard to find. I mean, it is, but it really, you got to understand that they're tight ends in general are always going to give up size and strength, just because most of them are 250, 260, where the defensive ends that we're blocking are upwards of 300 pounds. So it's those are difficult. So then it just comes down to your technique and your strength and things like that. But it's those guys are really hard to find.
Yeah.